Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Tesvav. We have the schus of finishing it, if I'm not mistaken. We'll get there, hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, to finish the second parak today. But before that, we're still here on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start a little bit up. I'm not sure where everybody got to yesterday. I didn't record a shir, so I'm not sure everybody got to, but we'll start at least on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, about 10 lines up, Rabbi Yossi, by Rabbi Chanina. Right? Yesterday we talked about, if you remember, we're talking about different types of Naziris that kind of get interrupted. Let's say the guy had Naziris, then he had, for whatever reason, to delay his Naziris, to delay his haircut, right? We said you can't cut anything that's less than 30 days, and let's say he became Tamei during that extra time. So we had a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, right? Whether that messes up the Naziris, right? If the guy became Tamei in the day he was supposed to cut his hair, right? We talked about. So now, again, similarly, not exactly the same, but along the same lines, if for whatever reason, if something happens to the Nazir before he's able to finish the korbanos and the haircutting, etc. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Nazir shekol lo yamov. If a Nazir finished his days, meaning he finished the 30 days for Naziris, but he hasn't yet done the whole procedure to finish the Naziris, so loka al tuma v'inu loka al hatiglachas v'lo al hayayin. If he, right, again, there are three things that mess up a Naziris: if he becomes tamei, if he drinks wine, and if he gets a haircut. So says Rabbi Yossi Bruchanina, he'll beget Malkus again, and violating his Naziris is punishable with Malkus. So he says the only one of those three things that still is in effect after the 30 days, let's say, are up, is the tuma, right? Meaning they're all not appropriate, but you only get Malkus for tuma, but you won't get for taking a haircut. Like, snipping off a lock of hair, even though you're supposed to shave the entire body, but let's say he takes a small snip, and not for drinking wine either. Maishna Tuma, Delucky. Why is Tuma going to get Malkus? Simply Demokra, because you have a pasuk, right? Kol Yimei Heziro Lashem, right? That extra pasuk says, L'Rabos Yomim Shel Achar Malos Ki Yomim Shelifne Malos, right? That Kol Yimei Heziro, right? All of his days, that includes the days that are after he completes his days, to just like, right, the days that are during his days. Meaning that, again, if you have these extra days, right, if you have this extra time period, right, if you haven't yet taken the haircut and done the korbanos, so then that would still, right, that pasuk is by Tuma, right, and that would still mess up, you still get Malkus. Problem is, you have psukim by the others as well, right, by the other two cases, by drinking wine and taking a haircut. Right, you also have a pasuk by haircutting. Deha Amar Rachmana, Tar says, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro, Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, right, that you have a similar lashon, right, Tar Lo Yavar Al Rosho, he shouldn't shave his head, he shouldn't cut his hair, right, you have a similar lashon, Kol Yimei Neder Nizro, right, Lasus Yamim Shel Achar Malos, Ki Yamim Shel Afnei Malos, the Vistu, and also, Kol Yimei Nizro, Mikol Asher Yaseh, Yeah, Megefen Ayayin, Mechar Tanim, etc. Right, so that also you have that pasuk by drinking wine as well. Like Kol Yemei Nizro, right? Lasos Yom Shalachem Malos, Kiyam Shalafnei Malos. So why do we signal out Tuma that you would get Malkus in that scenario, as opposed to drinking wine or cutting your hair? So Gemara says, Shani Hacha, Damar Achmana, V'Timei Rosh Nizro, right? Because you have an extra pasuk. Or do you have another pasuk? It says, "Keep me shenizro toloi lo barosho." Again, that by pasuk over there, that if you be metame, right, you're going to get it any time that the nizirus is toloi barosho, meaning toloi on his head, meaning that the only his nizirus, the fact that he's still a nazir, is only dependent on his haircut, right? Because he has to finish what's going on. So that pasuk, again, could I probably just read the whole pasuk? Right, again, the only pasuk on the daf here on Tezav, you look at the Torah or v'chiyamus meis alav pesa pisom v'timei rosh nizro v'gilach rosho b'yom taraso etc. Meaning that the tuma there, so it becomes tame, right? That is and that's the reference over there on the pasuk, right? And it says, right, again, rosh nizro, it's referring to someone who's only still a nazir because he hasn't yet fixed his head, i.e., taking the haircut at the end of the process. Meisvei, hold on 1 second. The problem with that, so that works out very nicely, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, except that we have a brisa beferish against him. Right? And then the Gemara is going to, as you can see, you can just, kind of cheat ahead a little bit. You'll see this will be a tiyufta. Now, the brisa clearly contradicts him. Right? Very nice drushos, but it doesn't work out. Nazir, the brisa says, Nazir shekal lo yamov. If a Nazir is done with his days, right, his 30 days are up, also, the galeach l'shtosdayin and l'tamim mason, right? He still can't do those things until he brings the korbanos, haircut, etc. Then gilech v'shasayayin v'nitz melamesim, And if he does any one of those things, so then very clearly, Harei Sofek Zarabayim, he gets Malkus. So that's pretty much against what we just said, and therefore, Tiyufta, that's against Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina. Okay, Vaiter. Mishnah, last Mishnah in the Perek. Harini Nazir L'Kishiyeh Li Ben Vin Nazir Me'ayom. Guy says, right, again, similar to what we've done before, but the guy, he's going to be a Nazir when he has a kid, and he's going to be a Nazir from now for 100 days. So, if Nolad Lo Ben Ad Shivim, again, we said that before that, you know, if you remember the distinction, if you have 30 days of hair growth, that can count as a Nazirus, but if you don't, so then, right, depending on the language, right, if you remember, that's what we talked about the last couple of days. So, if it's up until 70 days, i.e., meaning there'll be 30 days left, right, if you had a kid within 100 days before day 70, so then Lo Hifsid Klum. Right, he hasn't lost anything, because what happens, again, this is the important part, right, that he will keep the 30 days that will be subsumed in the 100-day count, meaning if he had a kid on day 50, the 30 days of his son's Nazirus will be included in the 100 days. I mean, he doesn't need to do two Nazirus, he can just do it, it's subsumed underneath, right, inside the 100 days, and therefore he keeps 100-day period. But la'achar shivim, but if it's after 70 days, so then sosa shivim, then it uproots the 70. Now, it doesn't mean it uproots the 70 here, the Rush explains, but it doesn't mean it counters everything, but usually sosa means it uproots everything. It just means that you stop the 100-day count, observe the 30 days for having the kid, and then you go back to your original count, however many days left you had in the 100 days, you go back to that. And then, and obviously you don't take a haircut at the end of the 30 days, right? Because there's, again, you don't take a haircut, right? And you can't shave your head for Nazirus, right? If it's been less than 30 days, right? There's no, right, any Nazirus or Pachos Milam, you can't have Nazirus less than 30 days. So Amar Rav. So Rav says, Yom Shivim Ola Lakana Lakan. Rav says, Mixos Yom Kakula, that the 70th day, right, counts both ways, meaning if the Nazirus for the son would start on the 70th day, so then you save yourself a day. That day counts as both, right, and you end up with a $1.29. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on this. Basically, pretty much the entire daf is going to talk about this possibility. The Rav says that the 70th day, right, would be 2 days. For meaning, and then you save yourself a day. I mean, it counts as the last day of the. I mean, if you'd be born on day 70, so then you would finish. It would be a day of the 70th, and meaning for the 100-day Nazirus, and also the day for Nazirus for the kid. The beginning of the day is for that, and the end of the day is for that as well. I mean, it's basically 2 days for, as Rush explains, 2 days for the 100-day count, and you end up doing, $1.29, but you end up doing 99 days. So it's not within the Mishnah. One second. Hold on. What's going on over here? Mishnah says, Nolad lo ad shivim. Again, our Mishnah, right? If the baby was born before 70, lo yifsid klum, then he doesn't do it and doesn't mess up the count. What do you mean? You don't lose anything, right? If you're telling me that the 70th day counts for both, right? Like you're saying, Mr. Kikulo, it's going mitgar. It doesn't mean you don't lose, but he gets a day. He gains an extra day, right? Because you can count the 70th day both ways. So what do you mean you don't lose anything? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not, okay, fine. When we say you don't lose, really, you didn't need to say that up until 70, you're missing the words over here, that he doesn't lose anything. He should have said that he actually gains a day, right? Again, it doesn't mention that. But when we shouldn't do katani seifa, right? Akar shivim, sozer shivim, katani resha shivim. Again, just to parallel the language in the seifa, right? So therefore, we'll say up until 70, because the seifa we wanted to say after 70. So we'll say up until 70. And it doesn't lose for the sozer, right? We just wanted to mix up the language. Not mix up. We want to match up the language, right? So therefore, that's why we said it. But really, you're right. In a chinami, he would actually gain a day. Fine. Okay, that's Rava Shita. Vaiter, another kash on Rava. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Misefa, right from the second part of the Mishnah. Nolad achar shivim, if the baby was born after 70, soser shivim. That gets rid of this 70-day count, meaning that it doesn't really get rid of it, but then you have to stop doing the 100-day count and count the baby, and then you go back to the hundreds. But if you tell me, again, if you're telling me that day 70 is 2, right, and it counts for both, So really, it should be the 71st day, right? Not the 72nd day. I mean, it really should say that on the 71st day, because then you can still get 30 days, right? If you're counting right 2 days on day 70, you can still get 30 days within that time frame. So Gemara says, you're right. My acher, acher, acher. Really, what does it mean? It means the day after, meaning very after, meaning on the 72nd day is the day when the baby is born, and then he'll miss out, and he won't be able to do the 30-day count within the 100, and then he'll have to do 129 or 130 days. Ava acher mamish, mai, bye, but if it's right after, meaning on the 71st day, was it then? So also wouldn't mess everything up, and you could still, observe the 30-day Nizirus within the 100 days. So the Gemara says the problem with that is, if that's true, my iri is tani nola dal shivim, lo hefsid. Clue. Right, but if that's true, so why do we mention 70th day? Afilu achar shivim nami. It should be echad, really. Right, I guess, well, maybe not. Okay, either way, but it means 71st. So, right, afilu achar shivim nami. But even on the 71st day, right, it's fine. Right, because martelo soser. Because again, what you just said, that doesn't mess things up. You could still get 30 days, right, if you're mixed yom kikulo, and it counts for both naziruses. It's elish mamina achar mamish. So it must be. Meaning, the fact that the Mishnah didn't say that, it must be that it means achar mamish, that the Mishnah legitimately means on day 71, not day 72. V'chemas nisin l'rav sh'mamina. And therefore, the Mishnah, now this is the language of Maseches Nozir is different. They say the language of Nozir is Mishuna. And this doesn't mean the Mishnah is like Rav, as Tosus points out over here. It means the Mishnah is therefore against Rav, because otherwise the Mishnah would have said day 71. And not day 70. So the fact that the Mishnah said Acher Shivim, meaning day 71, and not day 72, probably more accurately, so therefore the Mishnah is against Rav, and it wouldn't hold like Rav. Rav says that the 70th day that you could say Mixes Yom Kikulo, we can count for both, that is not like our Mishnah. So the problem is, so therefore, the Gemara wants to know, V'Rav, Kaman Amra L'Shmaitse. So therefore, who's Rav holding like? When he said you can count right the 70th day for both. Who is he holding like? So we're going to bring two possibilities, neither of them from the realm of Nazir, but both of them have to do with counting. So Ilim ek Abba Shaul, maybe he's like the Shita of Abba Shaul, who has a Shita in Avelus. Tetan, as we learned in the Mishnah is naturally would be in Moed Katan, right? That's where the second, third parak of Moed Katan is where we talk about Avelus. Hakover has Meso Shalshem and Kodin Larega. If a person buries a relative 3 days before the Yomtiv, Batlim Menu Gziras Shiva, then Shiva, the Yomtiv cancels the rest of Shiva. Now, we don't pass on like that. That's Shitas Beis Shammai, as Tosus points out on the bottom over here. We pass on like Beis Hillel, that even Sha'achas, even if he has a moment of Avelus before the holiday, the Avelus is canceled. Okay, fine, but say it. That's just the Mishnah says. That's what the Mishnah says. If it's 3 days before the Regel, the Yom Tov is Batel, the Shiva. Shmona Yomim Kodim Regel, but if it's 8 days before, if the Shiva starts 8 days before, then Batlum Menal Gzeres Shloshim. Then it gets rid of the Shloshim, because you have 7 days right of Shiva and 1 day an erev Yom Tov, right, and then you have that 1 day of Shloshim. Right, then the Yom Tov will be canceled. The Shloshim. In that case, Mutter the Saper Erev Haregel, and it's Mutter for him to get a haircut on right erev Yom Tov, right, even Lo Siber. But if he didn't take a haircut erev Haregel, then also the Saper Achar Haregel, then it's also for him. Right, to take a haircut after the regal, i.e., in other words, then shloshim is not batel, and he has to continue, right, observing shloshim. And as Rush explains, right, that basically we give him an opportunity to cancel his shloshim for the cover of the regal, and the way he would do that is by showing he's not in shloshim by taking a haircut. But if he's not interested, so then okay, fine. So the shloshim continues afterwards. If you're not going to be mechaber the yomtiv, so the shloshim will continue afterwards. Okay, that's the first part of Mishnah. For our purposes, Abba Shaul Omer, on the base, Abba Shaul says, Afilu lo siper kodem regel, mutter the saper achar regel. Regardless of whether he decided to avail himself of this possibility to cancel Shloshim with a haircut, regardless, Yom Tov cancels the Shloshim. Why? Sheke Shemshim, it's a Shloshim. If it tells Gzeras Shiva, Kach mitzvah Shiva, mispatelas Gzeras Lamed. Right, just because just like the 3 days will get rid of Shiva, right, so too, the fact that you did Shiva, right, will get rid of the Shloshim. And the fact that you had the Shiva, right? The fact that you did Shiva, right? The Shloshim means the Shloshim started, right? And at the end of the seventh day, or again, people get up on the seventh day, right? And therefore the Shloshim started, and therefore one after the Yom Tov hit, right? So Shloshim had already started for him. My time with Avishal, what's his logic? Doesn't that mean, why isn't it not because he holds that the seventh day, meaning Erev Yom Tov, is both Shiva, right, and Shloshim, right? That there's going to be both. And therefore, like the last day, right, it started the eighth day of the Shiva, i.e. the day after, right, is really the seventh days, right, the 7 days, right, again, this is really, really nine, meaning the seven is, meaning the seventh day, that the Erev Yom Tov is both Shiva and the beginning of Shloshim. So you have 7 days, but it's basically 8 days, halachically, because you have mixed Yom Gekulo, and therefore the Yom Tov Mevatel Shloshim. So isn't that the logic? And therefore we see that, again, like Rav said, Olo Lekan Lekan, right, you can go both ways. So Gemara says, nah, get out of here, that's not true. Right, my time, Dilma, yeah, there we go. Dilma Ad Kan Lekan Mar Bashal, Ela Bevel Zayin, Derabanan. So the Gemara says, no. Yeah, there's a big difference that you're missing between Avelus and this halacha of Nazir. Because Avelus is the Rabbana. Like, anyway, whether the first day maybe Daraisa, whatever, okay, that's already Sugis and White Cotton. But Avelus for sure, Shiva is definitely the Rabbana. But Nazir Daraisa, lo. So therefore, again, when you're doing the Rabbanans, okay, you can kind of fudge the numbers a little bit. But by Adin Daraisa, by Nazir, no, maybe you cannot play such games with the numbers. So that Rav doesn't necessarily hold like Abashal, because maybe Abashal is only by Derabanans, and Rav is talking about a Nazir, which is Daraisa. Ela Rav d'Amar k'Rabbi Yossi. Maybe Rav holds like this Shita of Rabbi Yossi by the Lachos of Zav. A lot of people kind of roll their eyes or get a little bit nervous and start tuning out when you get to Zav and Zava, but a couple of rules that make it easier to understand. The Zava Ketana, if a woman sees blood in the 11 days between Nidos, let's just say in the time where she would become a Zava, if she sees blood on one day, she's what's called a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom. She will be, what that means is she'll watch and see whether she bleeds the next day. The next day she goes to the mikvah, and if she doesn't bleed, then she's fine, she's clean, she's totally fine. Obviously, if she bleeds again, so then she's a Zava, still a Zava Ketana. For a third time, if she sees 3 days in a row, then she's a Zava Gedola, and she needs Zayin Nikiyim. She needs 7 clean days, which we're more familiar with from modern Hilchos Nida. 7 clean days, and then she will go to the mikvah after that. Now, a Zav, just to point out, a male Zav only needs to see 2 days before he becomes a Zav Gedola and needs 7 clean days. Okay, fine, but that's fine. So with that little background, Rabbi Ditanya, Willen de Narbaisa, right? Rabbaisa, Gemara and Pesachim. The Gemara and Pesachim underratedly talk a lot about korbanos and stuff like that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shemes Yom Keneged Yom Sheshachtu Vizarku Aleh Besheni Shala. Let's say a woman saw blood on Erev Pesach, right? And then Shachtu the next day, right? So therefore, the next day she's a Shemes Yom Keneged Yom. Right? She saw blood on Erev Pesach, and on Erev Pesach she's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Theoretically, she's going to the mikvah and waiting to see if she'll have more blood. And if she goes to the mikvah, nothing happens, so then she's Tahor and she can eat the Korban Pesach. So what happened? She went to the mikvah. They shechted the Korban Pesach for her. You know, it's getting close to afternoon. No blood. They sprinkled the blood for her on the B'sheni Shala, right, on the second day for her, meaning that on her Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, which she's seeing to see if she's clean or not, and she's so far clean, and then Vachakach Rasa, and then she sees more blood. So Rabbi Yossi says, Harei Zu Eino Ocheles, she's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach, because she's Tamei, because that second Re'iyah, that second emission of blood is going to make her Tamei, but Uptura Melasas Pesach Sheni, but she also doesn't make Pesach Sheni, and usually, right, what we assume to say is that whenever we say that a person doesn't have to give Pesach Sheni, they're Yotze, they've already been Yotze by Pesach Rishon, right? Pesach Sheni is only if someone is Tamei on Pesach Rishon, they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, right? So they bring Pesach Sheni. So if you're telling me that she doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni, that seems to imply she was Tahor, or she was Yotze Pesach Rishon. The problem with that is that you're telling me she saw blood. So is she Tamei or what? How is she Tahor for Pesach Rishon, yet she's seeing blood on that second day, right, after she was a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So the Gemara says, my time is Rabbi Yossi, what's this logic here? The Lav Mishum Zegustavar makes Yom Kekulo. isn't that he's saying he's mitzvah kekulo? And then there's a girsa issue over here. And mishum de kasaver, just skip a couple words. The kasaver mikanu laabahu metame, because we assume it's mitzvah kekulo, and then when she sees blood, that's another new day. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you say mitzvah kekulo, so she saw blood on erev Pesach, right? The erev Pesach. For a short amount of time, mixed yom kekulo, part of the day, that counts as a full day. She went to the mikvah. She was completely tahor, because we say half a day counts as enough of a day, and therefore she went to the mikvah and she was tahor. And then shechta korban pesach for her, and i.e. she was tahor then. And then when she saw blood again, let's say, you know, 20 minutes, an hour later, half an hour later, whatever it was, so then that is a new emission. That is a new count. That's a new day. That's a new tumah. So that seems to imply that, again, Rabbi Yossi holds mixes yom kekulo, right? That seems to be his logic, right? And therefore that's what Rav is holding. Who's Rav is holding like? Problem is, mi sova Rabbi Yossi hachi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't really hold like this. Right? We see very clearly from Rabbi Yossi, I tell you within Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Omer zov bal shtei riyos. Now, like I said before, a zov was a male who sees two emissions, so he is a zov gadol, I guess. He has to bring, you know, he has to have seven nikiyim. So in this case, he saw two riyos, he waited 7 days, and this is the seventh day, sheshachtu v'zarku alav bashvi, and they shechted for him on the seventh day of his waiting zayin nikiyim. And so too, our case, where someone saw blood, zava blood, the day before, an erev Pesach, and now, on Erev Pesach, they're waiting to see if they're going to be tahor. They went to the mikvah. Sheshachtu v'zarku alav, and then they shechted the korban Pesach for him. Ve'achar kach ro'u, and then he saw blood. Even though they're technically tamei mishka v'moshav v'mafreya, that they're retroactively, anything they've touched is tamei, peturim melasas Pesach sheni, that they're pater from Pesach sheni. So you clearly, Rabbi Yossi, what does he say? That he's retroactively tamei. Again, he's metamin mishka v'moshav l'mafreya. Since this guy saw a second emission on Erev Pesach, he's retroactively tamei since his first emission. So we're not saying that it's a new tuma. We're saying he's been tamei the entire time. But he's still pater from Pesach sheni, so there must be some other reason why he's pater from Pesach sheni, but we're not saying that he holds mitzvah yom kekulo. We're saying that it's one continuous tuma. So therefore, the Gemara answers means, but my lemafreya midirabana. Really, he means when he says he's tamei mishka v'moshav lemafreya retroactively, that's midirabana. But midiraisa, it's two separate countings, and he does say mixes hayom kekulo, that Rabbi Yossi would hold mixes hayom kekulo, and that's who Rav is holding like. And it makes a lot of sense that that's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Because if you tell me that he's, again, if you tell me that Rabbi Yossi is holding that he's tamei the whole way through midaraisa, so you run into a contradiction. My p'turim midas is Pesach sheni. If you tell me he's tamei the whole time, so why would he be p'turim from Pesach sheni? So the Gemara says, la'olam, really, maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that it is retroactive. It is lamafreya midaraisa, and therefore he doesn't hold mixes yom kekulo because emin lekotu midaraisa tahom deziva hetiru. Because it could be that there's a special exemption for Pesach sheni by what's called tumas tahom. If it's a tuma that you didn't know that was coming, that was happening, and it literally means tuma of the deep, meaning something like usually it's referring to tumei meis, right? Someone who's all the way down, you didn't realize, you can never know, okay, fine, etc. But maybe you might say that over here, that a person didn't see it coming, so you might have held, right, for whatever reason, that's more makel type of tuma, and therefore the guy wouldn't have to make Pesach sheni. But really, the guy is tumei retroactively, and maybe Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold mixes yom kekulo. So therefore, we have two possibilities here. You could say that Rabbi Yossi holds mixes yom kekulo, and the tumah is retroactively tamei midirabanan. Or you could say, no, that really Rabbi Yossi does not hold mixes yom kekulo, and the tumah that is retroactive, right, is d'oraisa, and therefore, he's tamei the entire way. V'af Rabbi Oshia sava l'mafreya midirabanan. So Rabbi Oshia held like the first way we explained Rabbi Yossi. Right, the Tanya is willing our baisa. Rabbi Oshia Amar haro azav v'shvi shalo. If a person sees an emission on the seventh day of Zayin Akim, so says shalafanav. Right, obviously you lose. Right, those 7 days, right? You lose the count, you got to start again. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lo nister ela yomo." So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you only lose that one day. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Manavshach. Either way, what do you mean you lose that one day? Guy needs 7 days to be clean. He sees blood on the last day. What do you mean you only lose that day? What do you have to count one more day? Then you had six clean days in one tame day and another clean day. What does that mean? Manav shach, either way. Right? Esau sar kulhu. Esau, sorry, if it uproot, meaning if it interferes, if seeing blood on the seventh day interferes with the count, so then kulhu sasar, then you lose the entire week. You lose all the 7 days. Velo sasar, and if it doesn't, lo nistar velo yomo. It doesn't. What do you mean? You shouldn't even lose that last day. Right? Manav shach, if it interferes, if it intercedes, if it stops the entire count, so then you lose the whole week. If it doesn't, so then you don't even lose 1 day. You don't lose anything. So ela ima lo nistar velo yomo. Meaning, okay, so what Rabbi Yossi said, it doesn't, it's not so ser at all. I mean, if the guy sees that blood on the ziva, or the ziva emission on the last day, right, so that does not mess up the seventh day, and he's good to go. So Gemara says, "Amar le Rabbi Yossi, kai kavaseich." Rabbi Yossi has said, Rabbi Yossi holds like you. Meaning, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? He's saying, mitzvayom kakulo. That if the guy saw an emission on the 12 o'clock on the seventh day, he already had part of the second day, part of the seventh day, and we say mitzvayom kakulo. Rabbi Yossi said that's Rabbi Yossi's shita. Because Rabbi Yossi says that again from now and on, right, when a person sees blood 1 day, right, so the next day when it's half part, as we explained, the next day halfway through, that's mitzvayom kakulo. It's as if he saw a clean day. He goes to the mikvah, and if he sees blood again later, then he's tamei from now on. Right, it's not retroactive. I have Rabbi Yossi milam afreya who do amar. By didn't we just say Rabbi Yossi holds that the tumah is retroactive? Is milam afreya? So the Gemara says, yeah, my milam afreya midrabanan. So it must be that midoraisa he holds that it's a new tumah, but midrabanan, right? It's tumah milam afreya. Now the one thing the Gemara has to deal with is that if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yossi midoraisa, if a person sees a zava on Sunday, right, sees an emission on Sunday, so on Monday. Right, they count half the day. They go to the mikvah. I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then at 4 o'clock they see another emission. So we're saying that Rabbi Yossi holds that that's a new count. That's a new count. The problem is, what did we explain at the beginning? That for a person to be a zav ketana, right, that just needs to go to the mikvah and wait one clean day. That's if you saw one emission. If you see three in a row for a woman, right, if you see 3 days in a row, then she's a zav gedola. Well, how do you ever see 3 days in a row? Right, if you're telling me that part of the day counts for your clean day, and then you're good to go, and then you start counting again if you see another emission in the afternoon. So how do you ever have 3 days in a row when you have an emission? How do you have ziva? But it doesn't make any sense. It's impossible. So that's the Gemara asks, and it brings a couple of possibilities. For Rabbi Yossi, michti savar mitzvayom kakulo zava gedola zava gemura. I'm sorry, the maisi korban heichem mishkachasla. How do you ever find a zava gedola? Or zava gemura, whatever, zava gedola, that's going to bring a korban, right? Came the chazi b'palga the yom, the moment she has, right, half of the day, right, which is so the idach palga the yom, so the shimur, right? Then you already got rid of the previous ziva, the previous tumah, right, with half of the day because mixed them kakulo. So Gemara gives two possibilities. Ibo same at the kashava tlasa tlasa tlasa, or how does that? What's that girsa? I'm not sure. Okay, tlasa yomei, probably take out one tlasa. Right? Either the possibility is that she was just bleeding tlasa yomei b'adi adadi 3 days in a row, right? And it was just, I guess, hemorrhaging blood or whatever. So there was there's no interruption. There was no point where she wasn't bleeding. B'baisema, or dechazi tlasa yomei samach lishkezechama. She saw 3 days, right? The emissions that she saw were 3 days right by sundown. Right, the lo havi shehus the selagle leminyana. The lo havi said, okay, the lo havi shehus the selagle leminyana. Meaning, there was no point at which, right, there was time that you could have for literally for a clean day. Meaning, she saw, let's say shkia is at 6 o'clock, so she saw blood at 5:59. That continued right till the next day, and therefore their first time that she had, meaning that the first time that she saw blood. It was the next day, right? Because the night is part of, right? The day starts at night. So basically she saw, right, on Monday, right? Let's say she started on Sunday, right? So she saw at 5:59 on Sunday, the blood continued until 6:10 on Sunday. So that, therefore Monday was her first day, right, of Ziva, right? And then she saw again, and she saw again. She never had a mitzvayom kakulo of the next day, right, that she could count towards, to breaking up the ziva count. Okay, Hadron Allah Harini Nazir. Right, again, it's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll be zocha to start the third parak of Maseches Nazir. Have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.